Hello, marketing lovers.
Are you in need of some helpful tips in creating a wicked awesome marketing plan?
Well, have no fear. We are here to help. Welcome to Amanda
and Nicole's
Ultimate Podcast on the key components of an effective marketing plan. Before you begin planning and researching, you should do something called a SWOT analysis. What is this, you ask? Well, a SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Let's spell it out.
Strength.
Find out what you have that no one else has. What are you good at? What skills and experiences will assist you in your business ventures?
Weaknesses.
What do you lack? Who are your competitors? Do you have a good budget?
Opportunities.
Where do you see potential? How much money can be made? Are there any holes in the marketplace that you could fill?
Threats.
Do you have fierce competitors? How is the economy right now? Ask yourself these simple questions, and your marketing path will become much clearer.
Let's get started. To begin, you need to find your target market. Who are you going to market your product to? For example, let's say you're a young Justin Bieber type artist.
Baby, 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 ooh!
Think about it. Would you want to market yourself to 40-year-old men who drink beer and enjoy hunting? Or 60-year-old ladies who knit and read romance novels? No, you want to target young, screaming, preteen girls who will be fanatical freaks for you. Ta-da! You have found your primary target market.
Woo! Next, you need a mission statement. A simple sentence with a grand vision. Just as Jerry You Complete Me McGuire did, your mission statement needs to be profound and goal-orientated. Who are you selling to? What are you selling and what makes you unique? Ah yes, unique. You need to have something called a USP. What's that, you ask? It stands for Unique Selling Proposition. Just like Domino's Pizza, can you deliver a pizza in 30 minutes or less, or it's free? You need to be creative and unbeatable.
Do you believe in your product? Do you think it's the best thing since sliced bread? Focus on how your product fits into the marketing mix, and how are your competitors operating. Do your research, people. Look at the current sales trends, who your customers are, what their needs and wants are, and how you can go above and beyond to satisfy their every desire.
Just as you have a plan when you're playing chess, you need to have a strategy when creating your marketing plan. Ask yourself some questions.
Do you have good networking skills?
Are you going to sell in Beverly Hills?
Direct marketing, sales letters, brochures, or flyers?
Advertising, how are you going to reach your buyers?
Increase awareness, publicity, and selling.
I can hear all your customers yelling.
Pricing, positioning, budget, and branding.
Marketing requires a lot of understanding.
Website, trade shows, media, and attention.
Oh yes, one more thing we forgot to mention.
Success is a process that may take some time.
Be passionate and focused and you will be fine.
Beer time! Gwen Stefani and No Doubt played bar shows and toured their butts off for 10 years before they made it into the music industry. If it's music you are selling, do you want to get paid $200 for playing a gig at Zaphod's, or do you want $200,000 for headlines at your own show at Scotiabank Place? Questions, questions, questions.
So when your business is up and running, don't forget to monitor your results and keep track of your business, fans, sales, and goals. Thank you for listening to our marketing podcast.
We hope you learned some helpful tips in creating your marketing plan.
Go get 'em!
Good luck!
Woo!